Amazing. I want to recognize and appreciate in absentia the angel of the house, Reverend Kingsley Okonkwo and his lovely wife. Let's celebrate them. They're in Canada right now. We just want to thank God for their lives. We want to thank God for the one that God is using here, Pastor Busayo. Let's celebrate him. And I want to recognize someone seated beside you. Look at that person and say, that is me. So please celebrate that person. That means celebrate you. Celebrate you. Celebrate you. Celebrate you right now. Tonight, I want to go straight into what God has. Please, all protocols observe. I bring you greetings from Next Gen Worship Center all the way in Winnipeg, Canada, and from my lovely wife and my two daughters. God has helped us to write a book. This is our second book, forwarded by Reverend Sam Adeyemi. Some of you know him as Reverend, but he's recently a doctor. It's titled The Journey, Moving from Being Stuck to Being Unstuck in Life. And I believe it's going for 2,000 naira. 2,000 naira. That is rolling it way back, just so you can be able to have it at the end of the service. Please make your way and get a copy. It will bless you. I believe it will bless you. Each one of us is on a journey. Now you meet some detours. You meet some dead ends. You meet some hurdles. How do you navigate? This book will be a blessing to you. I want to get it out of the way. I don't know who needs this copy, but whoever needs it, this will be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Whoever needs it, this will be a blessing. God bless you. All of them need it, but they are standing. They want me to come. You have to be desperate enough to come. Is it okay if the man of God says I should be free? So last night, I believe I was free at Lekki, the island church. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been so good. And this is my testimony, Lord. Come on, help me sing with all my life. Somebody said,
all my life you have been faithful.
I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but Lord, you have still been faithful.
All my life you have been so good.
With every breath,
that I take.
Yeah.
Said, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been.
Sodobo sende la gaba. Rayalam bravo soto lege brava. Malialam bravo sarabamo soto. Rayalam bravo sarabo.
All my life you have been so good.
With every breath
that I am able,
I will sing
of the goodness
of God.
I want you to look at what God has not yet done. If you can just close your eyes and just reflect on what he has not yet done. That prayer that he has not yet answered. I'm not talking about the one he has answered. I'm talking about what he has not yet done. I'm talking about what you are expecting. And if you can find one or two things, the choir is going to lead us again.
as we say, with all my life, you have been faithful. Just look at that. Choir, help me sing. Of the goodness of God.
All my life you have been faithful.
Father, that is our testimony tonight.
Despite of the fact that we're still trusting for certain things, Lord, we still want to look back and be grateful, oh God, for the fact that we are breathing, oh God, for the fact that we are still living, oh God, for the fact that we are alive, oh God, for the fact that you have done so good to us, oh God. We still want to say, we will sing. No matter what the devil wants to do to block our voice, to stop our voice, to shut our voice. But we said, devil, you're too late. We will still sing of the goodness of the Lord.
Because God is still faithful. Tonight, Lord, use me. Tonight, Lord, in the brevity of time that I have, do something here. Let an explosion of your miracle, of your power, of your oil, of your anointing in this place. Heal somebody here tonight. Deliver somebody here tonight. Transform somebody here tonight. Change somebody's story here tonight. Touch somebody here tonight. Save somebody here tonight. But above all, you take all the glory tonight. And we will sing of the goodness of God. Please, let's be seated for a minute. Has really made me at home today. This is it. Thank you. Thank you. I came in. Whoever was leading that song, I think, had an idea that I came from Northern Nigeria. So he decided to sing a song that I just quickly said to the guy, my protocol, who has been with me, Brother Pascal. Please quickly, let's Instagram this. So I went straight into my Instagram to do an Instagram live because that's a good way of welcoming me, telling me, Yabo de Gazuchia. Thank you. Thank you. And then now they ended it all with one of my favorite Bethel worship songs. With all my life, you've been faithful. I don't know if that is your testimony, but please let's celebrate this amazing gift here. Hallelujah. Quickly. The keyboardists, God bless you. They've started the revival. They've opened a tap. So please just stay there. Just stay there. Is that okay? Reverend Kingsley said I should be free. So is that okay, sir? Good. So the freedom is that you stay. That means you should play. Well, God will give you inspiration. Let's go to Esther chapter 10. And Esther chapter 9, I'll read two scriptures. Because of my time, I will just see what I can do. Please quickly follow me as we go to verse 2 and verse 3. Esther chapter 10, verse 2 and 3. And Esther chapter 9, verse 27. Maybe I will leave the Esther chapter 9 because of my time. Esther chapter 10, verse 2 and verse 3. Want to go help me read it? Before I start the message, I just want you to know that if you came in here with a sickness, the Lord said to me as I'm ministering that there's going to be healing. Just watch out. If you came in here with sickness, there's going to be healing. The pastor was saying that there's an anointing that has been released, which he just caught into something I believe that God is doing. And I tap into that release of whatever the word that he got from the Lord. And the choir opened a tap for us tonight. You must be drunk tonight when you are getting out of this place. I mean, no, you didn't hear me. I say you must be drunk tonight. I know the world gets high on other things, but we get high on the Holy Ghost. Somebody must be drunk. Help me tap your neighbor. Sam, I'm getting ready to be drunk tonight. Let me go into my message by telling you I'm speaking on the theme of this month. And by the way, congratulations for your anniversary. Hallelujah. Congratulations on your anniversary. Sir, is it okay? Yesterday I came down. It's okay. Good. They say I should be free. All my life, you have been faithful. Living a legacy. We have a text that talks about Mordecai. Now, by the end of the text, the end of the chapter is chapter 10 of Esther. Now, Esther is the only book in the Bible that we don't have the mention of the word God. And yet, it is so important that the canonicity of the Old Testament was able to allow it to pass. Why? Because of a legacy. Because there is something that happened there that needed to get your attention and my attention. And look at the story of the book of Esther. And I see in the book of Esther some scenarios. And I have two case studies that I want to take. Number one is to know that even though you did not start well, I want you to know that even though you did not start well, that even though at the beginning of the year it looks as if you've missed some things, better is the end of the matter. Because if you go to Esther chapter 1, we have no idea who Mordecai was. In fact, we have no idea who Haman was. All we saw in Esther chapter 1, we saw King Ahasuerus. We saw Memucan. We saw Vashti. We saw all the other people. But we have no idea who Mordecai was. When you come to Esther chapter 2, then we are introduced to somebody by the name of Mordecai. And how did we know about him? We knew about him because all of a sudden there was a vacancy at the palace. And the Bible said they were looking for somebody to be the king's wife. And this man by the name of Mordecai had a niece by the name of Hadassah or Esther. And decided that let me try to apply. They are putting in their resume, their CV. And he said, let me put my niece's CV. Now, it's shocking to me, man of God, that I believe if he was her uncle because she has no father, no mother, that this same man has a daughter. Naturally, common sense, he has a daughter. Maybe of the same age with Esther. But when the opportunity comes because of his selflessness, the Bible said he did not put his daughter forward. He put Esther forward. And he pushed and he instructed her. He gave her all the mentorship she needed. Fast forward, everything came to be. And Esther was chosen. And I asked myself a question. Esther, you did not take yourself there. Somebody took you there. The issue is that when you get there, what do you do? If somebody helped me get to where I'm supposed to get it, what do I do? Oh, I thought I was in DCC. DCC. If you help me, let's say you help me right now, and you push me over this stage, And I got to this stage. Please, common sense, what is my response back to you? Huh? Appreciation. Go to Esther chapter 2. There was no mention of appreciation from Esther back to Mordecai. In fact, it looks as if Esther forgot who Mordecai was. Isn't it the same with us? When you help some people, all of a sudden, after they get there, they forget you. But that didn't affect Mordecai. That was the legacy I'm looking for. Because Mordecai did not do it for man to pay him. Many of you are looking for men to reward you or to pay you. A reward of man is limited. I love the theme for this year of this church. Unlimited. Because when God chooses to reward you, it is unlimited. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man. What God has in store for people that he wants. So guess what? This lady forgot her uncle. But look at your neighbor and say, God hasn't forgotten. No, come and look at the other one that is not listening. Say, God hasn't forgotten me. And then there was a plot. But you see, while that was taking place, before he introduced Esther, he was a gate man. Do you know what it means to be a gate man? It means to walk at the gate. No, you don't understand. A gate man means to walk at the... When people are coming in, you are opening the gate for them. You are at the gate, you are not in. A gate man is like a signboard that points people in, but has no access in. That was what does the job of this man. And the man decided to point his knees. Said, get into the palace. Please, I used to be a gate man before you became the queen. And now I am your mom and your dad is gone. They are gone. Who is now the in-law to the king? Who is the in-law to the king? But the in-law of the king is still a gate man. At the gate. To the king. Now I would have been satisfied with that if that was okay. Fast forward. In Esther chapter 2 verse 21, there was a plot at the gate. And the Bible said, Mordecai heard about the plot. And Mordecai said, you know what? I'm not going to allow this case go like that. They wanted to kill the king. And he reported the matter. He wasn't bitter. Because as of this time, it will have been clear that Esther has forgotten about him. He wasn't bitter. He will have said, wait a minute. If Esther did not remember me, why will I protect the king? Let the king die and she'll become a widow. She'll come back to me. She'll realize the reality. But there is something about the integrity of the heart that is not about you. I didn't do it so that man will remember me. I did it so that God, Yeshua, will remember me. Hey, I want you to know, if you need to serve God and if you need to leave a right legacy, do not do it for men to see, because men look at the outward, but God look at the inward, and God is the reward of them that diligently. So guess what? Mordecai reported the matter. He still was full of love. But for me, when I was reading this, I read it over and over, and I still see an abomination. Mordecai reported the matter, but look at what happened in Esther chapter 3, verse 1. Please give it to me. Quickly, I'm moving very fast because of my time. Please read it for me. One, two, go. Hold on. Take it out. Take it out. Take it down. Take the scriptures down. Walk with me, guys. After what? After what things? The things that happened in the previous chapters. What are the two things that I've just described right now in the previous chapters? One, Mordecai pushed his knees to the palace. Two, he reported a plot. Please, even if your niece will not introduce you, but the fact that you reported a plot, I want to ask you, this row, who should be rewarded? Put it back on. Who was promoted?
Look at your neighbor, say the wickedness of the wicked.
I prophesy to somebody, whoever is sitting on your position, whoever is sitting on your promotion, whoever is being promoted inside of you, I command by the reason of the oil that I carry, tonight we overthrow. Yeah. That amen needs to be like thunder. I said tonight we overthrow. I said tonight we overthrow. I said tonight we overthrow.
Man of God, how can I report? And then when it is my turn, then the file, the rule of the game change. No, abomination. But guess what? I wouldn't have had a problem until I knew who Mordecai, who Haman was. Haman is an arch enemy that God even cursed. Of my great-great-grandfathers, Mordecai. Because in Exodus chapter 17, when the children of Israel were coming out of Israel, when after 400 years of slavery, of being in prison, of being in jail, and 30 years of parole, when they were coming out, the Red Sea, choir sang it, could not hold them down. They got out of the Red Sea. Do you know there are some people that are hoping some situations will drown you? They are waiting for those situations to drown you. But somehow, they only look at the surface. Never judge a balloon by the color of its cover. It is the content in the balloon. There is an ear inside of you, which is called the Holy Ghost. I don't care all the storms of life come your way. You will bounce back up. Look at your neighbor. Say, I am bouncing back up. They looked at it and there was no way.
I respected the house. That's why I came in suit. So when I saw the pastor too, I know Pastor Kingston doesn't wear. But when I saw the pastor too, so I said, okay, good. Let me be at home.
Listen, they were waiting for the Red Sea to kill you. But they had no idea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Though I walk, 1,000 will fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand side. But it shall not come near me. Rejoice not at me, my enemy. For though I fall, I shall yet rise again. No weapon formed false fashion against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment I condemn. Surely they shall gather. But because their gathering is not unto the Lord, they must scatter. When they looked at the situation, and they said, wait a minute. We thought Red Sea would kill them. But instead, the Red Sea swallowed their enemy. I prophesy, everyone pursuing you. Hey, hear me. I stand on this altar as a prophet of God. Everyone that pursued you from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, I prophesy that the Red Sea will swallow them. Please have a seat. Guess what? When they looked at the situation, they said, if the Red Sea can't defeat them, what it means is, if the witches and the wizards of our village cannot kill them, let us attack them physically. If those can't kill them, let's try to attack them physically. That is why you need to be very careful. Because the people that were coming against them were their cousins, the Amalekites. So Haman is a grandson, great-grandson of the Amalekites. Get the story? That is why you need to be careful. Because the Bible says a man's enemies, they know your secret. They know what it is. Since the devil cannot kill you, they want to use their mouth to kill you. But that devil is a liar. And the Bible said they fought them, but they couldn't win. Can I prophesy? I feel like prophesying.
But the keyboard is not helping me to prophesy. I say, can I prophesy? I feel like prophesying. This is September, October, November, December. I don't care whatever is ahead of you. If it did not swallow you before, nothing can stop you. Man of God, if what was behind could not kill me, there is no mountain, there is no lion, there is no Goliath, there is nothing before me that will take me down. I am God. We will pass. Hey, I feel a prophecy right now. Look at your neighbor, say, excuse me, I want to celebrate September, October, November, December, 2020. Please have your seat.
Listen. So guess what? Man of God, it was the same Haman. So can you get the story right now? Mordecai's parents were being slaughtered by this family. And today, this man took the position of this man. But what got to me was in Esther chapter 3. Haman now decided he wants everybody to bow to him. And guess what? That's all right. Everybody was bowing. But there's somebody who knows. I may be at the gate, but I will be at the gate with dignity. I will do that work with dignity. I will not soil my testimony. I cannot bow to you, Haman, because I come to this is your Wednesday. I come to this is your Sunday. And when I come here, I bow before the throne. Worship at your feet. I bow before your throne. Yeah. I worship. Come on. This is you help me, sir. Yeah. So I cannot come and bow before the throne of God and go again and bow to another God. Salt and fresh water don't come out of the same source. I only bow down. I bow down and worship. And he goes out. He wanted Mordecai to bow. But Mordecai said, I know what Daniel chapter 10 verse 32 say. Those who know their God. I know my God. And I ain't confusing my God with a mortal man. I'm not going to bow to pressure. I'm not going to bow to immorality. I'm not going to bow to fornication. I'm not going to bow to adultery. I'm not going to bow to bribery. I'm not going to bow to corruption. I'm not going to bow to lying. I'm not going to bow to the world pressure. I'm going to stand. He said, I refuse to bow. Listen, I told them yesterday. Listen, I had a testimony. Several years ago, I was to leave this country. My dad wants me to come over because my family were over there. Please keep stay with me because of my time. And then they wanted me to come over. And then I went the first time to apply for the visa, the Canadian visa. I went the first time.
They say, no, we're not going to give you. And they put a stamp of rejection. And then I remember my friend told me. And by the way, just understand, when I say my friend, I've been in ministry for 28 years right now. So if I say my friend, you know definitely my friends are... You said it, I didn't say. So my friend told me, he said, there is no way you get a visa if they've stamped it. Go and change and get another passport. I said, that would be lying again. I won't do it. And then I got a work. I was to apply for a 2-year work permit. And then I went there. And then there's... Oh, you don't know what they do? They... A stamp of refusal. And then I came back. And then another friend of mine who is a fellow... You said it, I didn't say it. And that man said to me, he said, the only way you can cross to Canada is you will have to reduce your age on your passport. I said to him, Canada is not heaven. I would rather make heaven than make Canada. If God is not going to take me to Canada, He's the one that told me, I will send you to Canada to raise me a generation with a difference. There shall be presidents of nations, captains of industries, heads of parastatals. There will be ambassadors and governors, and they will govern with a spirit of integrity. That's number one. Why will I lie? I refuse to bow to the pressure. Listen, I have nothing against anyone who is reducing their age. The only thing is that heaven is more important to me than Canada. Trust me. I'm telling you my life story in Nigeria. So it's not because I'm from Canada now. No, no, no. I'm telling you what I've been doing. And then one day, all of a sudden, somebody say one day. Look at anybody say one day. I come to prophesy. That will be somebody's story. There will be a day. I said that will be a day. I said that will be a day. Hey! They said there are two most important days in a man's life, and I said there are three most important days. The day you were born, and for me, the day you give your life to Jesus, but then the day you started living your purpose, that means the day you discover why. There is a one day that is coming your way, and that one day, the Bible says, when the Lord turns our captivity around, we are like them that dream dreams, then our mouths was filled with laughter, then our tongues with songs of praise, then we say among the heathen. Somebody say one day. An opportunity just open up. Not the kind of opportunity right now that people, everybody is going to Canada. No. That time, it was not this time. It was not this one. That's so many years ago. So many years ago. Guess what? And then I didn't fill the form. I didn't even have to do anything. My dad did everything. And then I got a call. Ah, shadow boss. And then they say, welcome to Canada. So by the time I landed Canada, the first application, I was to go as a visitor to visit my family. They looked at me, they say, you won't come back. You are not married. You want to go there. You want to cheat us. You're not coming back. The second one was for work permit. They denied it. But the pressure was there. Wow. The Lord sent me to somebody here. You're going through so much pressure. They are telling you, if you don't give your body, you'll not get that contract. If you don't do this, you'll not get that job. Say, if God cannot feed me until I soil my integrity, I would rather die than to soil my integrity. Because the mistake you make is you see Haman being promoted. And you think you want to do what Haman is doing. Never know that Haman is on a slippery slope on his way down. In chapter 3, Haman may look as if he's okay. But there was a time that you came to chapter 4 when Haman was plotting because Haman wanted you to bow and you refused to bow. And then all of a sudden he started to plot against you. Man of God, I would have been satisfied if Haman was plotting against you alone. But he was plotting against everybody in DCC. Plotting against everybody, the Jews. Look at it. You say, I don't want to just take off the man. I want to take everyone. Never know. You don't touch the apple of God's eyes.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey, 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 hey. It may look like
I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Now this is how I find my button.
Hey, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like
Hold it. So you know what I did? When I noticed that everywhere look as if it's surrounding me, Haman, Mordecai went and told Esther, don't think because you're in the king's palace, you'll be spared. God will raise a deliverer from somewhere. A help will come from somewhere. I've come to prophesy to somebody. I've come to prophesy that the help is come. I say your help is come. I say your help is come. Your help is come. So guess what? In chapter 3, they say bow. They refused to bow. And in chapter 4, they came to DCC. What were they doing?
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my
battles. This is how I fight my battles.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is how.
Listen. All I do, if I just can get myself into DCC, on a Wednesday, and I can just hear Pastor Kingsley or any of the pastors preach. If I can just get to DCC and the worship team, what's your name? What's your name?
T.R.I.
Whoever they are, if I can just get them to start to say,
this is how I fight my battles.
Hey. This is how I fight my battles.
This is how I fight my battles.
This is how.
This is how I fight my battles.
While I am still in the house, God will raise a help for me, and all my enemies will be scattered. And so in chapter 5, we saw Haman taking the initiative, planning and setting up a plot against Mordecai, and that is against you, but never knew. That God has a final say. Even decided to dig a pit for you. But then all of a sudden, somebody says suddenly. Somebody says suddenly. There was a night. And that night is in chapter 6. When the king could not sleep. Tonight I prophesy. Whichever king it is concerning you. Will not sleep. So guess what? In that chapter 6, the king said, what should we do? Fast forward. All of a sudden, they told Mordecai, if the last verse of chapter 6, if Mordecai is of the seed of the Jew, and if ye are Christ, ye are Abraham's, and he is according to the Galatians 3:29. If, please give me your name, sir. Your name. Jethro. If Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, could be of the seed of the Jew before whom you have started to fall. You will not just follow. You will utterly be consumed. Tonight I command wherever your enemies are, not only are they consumed, they will be annihilated forever. So in chapter 8, nobody remembered. Nobody remembered. Sorry, chapter 7. Everything looks as if it was still okay. But by chapter 8, verse 1, we saw all of a sudden somebody by Esther, who you thought she forgot. Listen, do you know the reason why God did not put you in chapter 2 at that place? Because you have too many enemies. If the enemies are not destroyed, they will destroy you. So the delay is because God is working behind the scene. I love the scriptures. I believe if you can put it for me. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 15. The Message translation.
quickly. Isaiah 48 verse 15, Message translation. Before I change my mind, because you are taking into my time. Isaiah 48 verse 15, you are still taking into my time. Message translation. Move ahead, move down. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Sorry, Isaiah 45, sorry. Isaiah 45, 15. Quickly. Now this is my fault. 45 to 15. Read it for me. One, two, go.
Zella. That's it. So you think that God is not working. January, nobody knows about you. February, nobody knows about you. March, nobody knows about you. April, nobody knows about you. May, nobody knows about you. June, nobody knows about you. July, nobody knows about you. August, nobody knows about you. Are you ready right now? Jesus, are you ready? Are you ready? God is working behind the scene on your behalf.
And guess what? Guess what? By verse 16 of chapter 8, look at what happened. We have few things that you need to know. Listen to me. By verse 16 of chapter 8, all of a sudden, other people, because of you, other people got light. Other people got gladness. Other people got joy. Other people got honor.
And verse 17, everyone now wants to start coming to DCC. They say, I need the God of DCC. I need the God of DCC. Look at it. They say, I need the God of DCC. They say, then many of the people of the land became...
Can you become a Jew, sir? But when you see God, they say, we want to follow you. We want to follow you to that DCC. Because people thought your story was over. But God is just opening a new chapter.
I've come to open a new chapter by the mantle of God upon my life. Over somebody's destiny right now. You will get there. I say you will get there. I say you will get there. You will get there. In the name of Jesus.
And chapter 9 verse 4. Which month are we in right now? Let's go to chapter. But before we go to chapter 9. Do you know that those four things. One of them, let me emphasize. I shouldn't bother about honor, joy and gladness. But light stands for vision. Light stands for idea. Light stands for revelation and illumination. By the time you come here every Wednesday and every Sunday, Pastor Kingsley is teaching. Based on the teaching, you get light. Psalm 36 verse 9, in his light, we see light. Hey, his light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended him not.
There was a man who sent from God, whose name was John. He said in verse 9 of chapter 1 of John, that light lighted the path of everyone, not some. Everyone.
So guess what? In chapter 9 verse 4, the person who was a gate, and what I didn't tell you, is his contemporaries were Daniel and Ezekiel. Daniel was a right-hand man. Daniel was advising the king. Ezekiel was taking private jets and going to the beach. All in Ezekiel. I don't have time to explain to you. But if you read it, one day he'll be around. And then God will carry him by the Spirit to where? To Jerusalem. From where? From Babylon. Did you hear that Ezekiel was carried with somebody else? Do you know what that means? It's called a spirit craft. It's a craft. It's not an aircraft. It's a spirit.
Personal. That will be somebody's story very soon.
And then Ezekiel will say later, I was at the beach. You say, how did you know about the beach? Go to Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1. While he was at the beach enjoying himself, I was in Dubai and the heavens opened. Do you know that sometimes I like some of us that like to go there is a saying in this part of the world, Orioke. Is it Orioke? Orioke, that means we go to the mountain. Man of God, I'll never forget. I was in Ilori and I went to one of my mentors and he for us to pray for 1 hour. So many years ago, I think about 20 years ago, a guy did his trouser like this and I did. And then he took me to a place, it's called labor room. There was, this is very smooth. It was those uncompleted building with coltar. And the guy was on his knees. Lagabo, Zata, Likabro, Kasa. I was following him up. By the time we finished for 1 hour, going and coming back on our knees, I looked and blood. That was the last time I went to visit him anyway. But I like that prayer. But how many of you like you are in a place where you are praying on a first class and you're just lying down? Shandabo, Reka, Bobo, Zada. And you still see vision. And they are bringing steaks and you are seeing vision. They are bringing chicken, you are seeing vision. They are bringing turkey, you are seeing vision. Ezekiel was by the beach. Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1. He said, I was at the beach of Babylon and the heavens were... It means it's good to take vacation sometimes. You see God during vacation. Read it in your Bible. All those things, while that was happening, Mordecai was at the king's gate. And the Lord gave me a message there. Never you envy the ones that have gone ahead of you. Your contemporaries that are ahead of you. Always remember this, because I'm the God that walks behind. Because not only is Haman supposed to be killed, all his family members and all the co-conspirators are supposed to be killed. Please, when God starts dealing with your enemies, all you need to do, please, I'm just teaching you Bible. I like your pastor. He preaches Bible practically. So let me do it practically. When God is dealing with your enemies, don't say, Lord, come to the house and say, Lord, be merciful unto the merciful. Lord, God is dealing with them. You who are I? No, they are not in the church. I mean, they are out there. You see God dealing with them. You come to the church and say, God, it is in your hands. Whatever you choose to do with people, just go ahead. All I'm just saying is that you are not telling God to kill them. You are only just telling God that, because if angel shows up and say, what are you doing? You will tell the angel, I am praying. The only thing is that the prayer is not specific. Because the Bible says, if God sees that you are happy that he's dealing with your enemy, he will turn back. How many of you want God to turn back? The Bible says, whatsoever thing he doeth. I want him to deal with them. Like Samuel Apostle will say, well, let him deal with them. And then guess what? When he annihilated them. In chapter 9, that is somebody's testimony in September. Give me verse 4. Give me verse 4 of chapter 9. Everybody, instead of putting Mordecai, put your name there. Want to go? Prophesy to you. I speak over your life. You will be found in the king's palace this month. Listen to me. I was coming here the other day from Abuja. Somebody was serving me. And I looked at the person. I said, I'm going back this week. I'm going back to Canada this week. This person left everything, using his car, forgetting about his contracts and his position. And I said to him, if I be the servant of God, he knelt down and I was praying. I said, before I leave this country, and I'm leaving this week, God will connect you with a connection that will change your story. Beloved, 10 minutes we were coming down so that I could catch my flight to Lagos from Abuja. He was carrying my bags. As we got down, he met somebody. If I gave you the name of the person, you will know him. This person sits to advise the president of this nation. And the person and this guy started talking. And all of a sudden, the man said, let me have your number. And this is my number. Give me a call. In 10 minutes, hear me, I've come to prophesy.
by the mantle of God upon my life, and by the oil on this testimony, on this altar, the oil of Reverend Kingsley Okoko and the pastor here, Busayo, I declare, before the end of this week, the Lord is connecting you to the King's Palace. You are going to be great. You are increasing in greatness. You are increasing in greatness. Your fame is spreading. People will honor you. In the name of Jesus.
You know, he said he moves greater. But chapter 10, because of my time, where we read verse 2 and verse 3, the Bible said, in chapter 10, verse 2, and the king advanced. Sir, he was sitting beside the king, advising the king, carrying the signature of the king. Yet the king advanced. It means the promotion is not enough. Hey! I need one person to volunteer. One person quickly. One person, come up quickly, quickly. Quickly. What that means, it means you are by the right hand of the king. And then the king said, no, I need to put you in front. And this is what the king did. I need to push you forward. This is what heaven is going to do for you from today. The Lord will back you up. 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 Your path is like a shining light. You're going from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from height to height. When they look behind you, they see a mighty God. You know what? First, let me just pray with you. Hold me with your two hands. Hold me quickly. With your two hands. Hold me tightly. Tightly. Jesus. Somebody help him. Somebody help him. Somebody help. Somebody help. I pray. I say, somebody help. You don't have protocols here? Kasotola. Hear me. In verse 3, the Bible says, chapter 10, verse 3, verse 3, verse 3, I'm out of time. I'm out of time. I'm not out of words. In verse 3, for Mordecai the Jew was the second to the king and was great among the Jews and were received by the multitude of his brethren. Read it for me. Want to go? The legacy is when you have nothing, you are still seeking the welfare of everybody. When you now became something, you still did not allow pride to take you down. You still continue to seek the welfare. You still did not allow sin to take you down. And God said, wait a minute, I will continue to prosper this person. The book was named after Esther. The story started with Mordecai and ended with Mordecai. I've come to prophesy to somebody. It may look as if the book, listen, somebody, my mentor told me, it's better to be rich than to look rich. It's better to be rich than to look rich. It may look as if the book is not in your name, but the story of the book is your name. I come to prophesy to somebody. Stand to your feet right now. I've come to prophesy to somebody that the story of that book that is being written will carry your name. Will carry your name. Will carry your name. We'll carry your name. We'll carry your name. And this happened. What was the last chapter of the book? What was the last chapter of the book? The Lord sent me here. Before the 10th month is over of 2019, your destiny has changed. Your story has changed. I prophesy what I hear. Pastor, it will come to pass. And I want you to let Pastor Kingsley know. There are 7 people in this hall. The Lord said to me, before the end of this year, listen, listen. Before the end of this year, 7 of them are getting their visas approved. 7. There are 3 people here. There is a specific position that you have been trusting God for. And somebody sat in it instead of you.
I put my leg off here and I unseat tonight that person that is on your seat, and I put you on that seat in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are 100 of you here as a result of you coming to this commission. Every week, ideas for prosperity, ideas for greatness, ideas for wealth, ideas for innovation. Light is coming your way. Gladness is coming. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has just broken the spirit of depression right now. Depression is broken. Raka poko soto. Jete cable. Masata laka. Hepa, 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 hepa. That's the person. Hepa, it's happening, it's happening. Shada baba. Hey, shadebo. Depression is broken. By the count of three, help. Karada baba. Kare. Karaka gaga. Help them wherever they are. Mama, mama, mama. I break that spirit right now. I command it broken. I command it broken.
Listen, listen, everyone in this place, everyone in this place that is under a spell. Oh, Shodaba. Listen, if you are in this place and you've never given your life to Christ, I want to respect that time quickly. You've never given your life to Christ. I want to pray for you before I do this last prayer. You have not surrendered. Man of God, they need to know that everything I say, if they've not given their life to Christ, they will enjoy it. The only way you can enjoy it is to come out and to surrender to Jesus. Or you are backslidden before. You say, Pastor, I want to enjoy.
This God is too good. Oh.
And you want to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Wherever you are, I want you to quickly come out. We don't have time. I'm out of time. I want you to come out right now. You say, Pastor, that is me. You are not ashamed right now, wherever you are. I don't need to ask people to close their eyes. Let's celebrate you because God is about to honor you. You've never given your life to Christ or you backslidden. And you want to come back to Jesus. Wherever you are, I'm waiting for you. I want to personally pray for you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my sister. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Anybody coming? God bless you. God bless you, my sister. Anybody come quickly? God bless you, my brother. Come. Come, come. Come, you're coming, you're making the right decision. You're making the right decision. You're making the right decision. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I saw you in my prayer. Shut up, God bless you. Shut up. Shut up, Sodoma. Shut up, Sodoma. Shut up, Sodoma. I'm waiting for you. 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 I'm waiting for you.
This God is too good.
I want to pray for them quickly. Is there somebody? There are still about two more people that are supposed to be here. Don't allow pride stop you. Pride is a spirit that God doesn't like. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. Quickly join us, quickly, wherever you are. Quickly join us. God bless you, my brother. Where is the other person that I'm waiting for? God bless you, God bless you. Quickly join us, quickly join us, wherever you are. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on, church, I believe we can celebrate. This is the greatest miracle that can ever happen. Thank you, Jesus. Sodoba sotolagaba. Okay, look behind you. Look behind you. No. Oh, okay. Okay, you are going with that sister over there. Yeah, you're going with that sister over there. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Come and celebrate them. Celebrate them. That's the greatest decision. Please, I want you to stay where I can pray so that they can hear me. I want to finish this prayer and I'll leave. The Lord said to me, there are some people that came here with the spirit of heaviness. I wanted to sing that song that I was singing when I started.
God is too good. All my life you have been faithful.
The Lord wants me to minister to people. I'm not going to call you forward. I don't have time.
All my life you
But as I'm praying, wherever you are sick, I want you to lay your hands there. And the Bible said, it shall come to pass like pastor prayed.
Every breath that I am.
that the body shall be lifted off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the enemy. For God was with them.
All my life you have been faithful.
Come on, I want you to sing it.
All my life you have been so, so good.
Out to your neighbor by your right and your left and hold them. We're going to sing it one more or two more times with our neighbor. Listen. If that situation did not kill you before today, no, you didn't hear me. If that situation did not kill you before today, today is a proof to you that you will not die this year. We will not bury you this year. And that situation will not drown you this year. You will not die next year. You will not die in 10 years' time. You will live to declare the glory of God. You will fulfill your destiny. Now listen. That person you are holding to your right and to your left, no matter what you are going through, as long as you can hold a hand, it shows God is still faithful. We'll take that song one or two times, and then I pray, and then I hand over to the pastor. And I hope you people are forgive me. Because it looks as if I'm 5 minutes over my time already. Let's sing it one more time. Let's go.
All my life you have been faithful.
It has been all my life, God.
All my life you have been so, so.
Everybody lift your hands right now. Lift that person and lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Shando Boko Soto. Je te ke poko soto. Je te ke reke po. Je te ke poko soto. 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 Help that sister over there. Help her. Help her. Power. Je te poko soto. Je te poko soto. Je te poko soto. Je te ke 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 ke.
In Jesus' name. Lift those hands. Just quietly, softly. Be quiet wherever you are. The power of God is moving all over the sanctuary. Ushers, please watch out. Everybody quiet. Help that sister. Help all the brother over there at the back. Help that sister over there.
Father, right now, you told me that you are breaking the chains of depression. So wherever the spirit of depression, the spirit of low self-esteem, wherever the spirit of the enemy is that tie people down in this sanctuary, watching live stream here right now, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in us. So right now, please let those hands be up. Except for the man of God, please let those hands be up. Wherever you are, I command right now. I command right now. Shonto bakara. Shende bokasata. I break that spirit. No! Does it? Satan, I command you to take your hands off them right now. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. No! Help that sister over there. Help her. Power of the Holy Ghost. Breaking it right now. Break every chain right now. Now look at me. Everybody, stretch your hands towards this altar. Like this. As if you want to receive something. No. The other brother there. Okay, good. The other brother with his hands up, please. He's praying. He's in the spirit. Leave him. That's fine. Leave him. If people are down, let the ushers or the protocol or whoever, whatever team it is that needs to attend. We don't have the time. But I stand here in agreement with Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo and Pastor Busayo, and with this three oil that God has brought on this altar. There may not be rain. There may not be wind. But I speak as a prophet. I told you before the end of this year, 7 will testify on this altar of visas. Listen, last year I was in worry and I was preaching. And then somebody came to me personally. He protocoled me. And he said to me, he said, Pastor, I've been applying for this visa to this country. I've been rejected. I want you to pray for me. I said, I feel ya. Because I've gone through the same thing. Been there. And I pray. And he say, I'm going for an interview on Monday. This was on a Tuesday. Or Wednesday. By Monday, I was out of the country. I got a message from him. Pastor, I've gotten my visa. That same last year, I was traveling to that country. I was in the country when he too arrived. As I was leaving, it just was arriving in the same country. Say, Pastor, I have just arrived. I say, this is God. Hear me. I'm saying this. I don't speak until God speaks. I don't do things to... You need to hear about me or know about me. I'm not trying to please you. I rather fear him than you. So when he told me 7 in this house, I know I heard it. That's the minimum. So what that means is, if you are one of them that was rejected before, connect with the grace upon my life and upon Pastor Kingsley and upon this servant of God, Pastor Busayo, and go again and reapply. I've prayed for that. I just want to pray for a general prayer for everyone here today. But please, I want to beg you, make sure you grab a copy of my book. The value of that book is over 5,000 naira. But we brought it down to 2,000 naira so that you can get it. It's not to say we could give it to you away. But you need to pay something. Readers are leaders. Get something and learn and go somewhere. But I want you to know this. By the next time I see you or when I hear you from you, you can follow me on social media anywhere. Either Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. It's Andrew Bauer. Just one word, Andrew Bauer. But I want to hear your testimony. I want when Pastor Kingsley and myself are talking, I want him to say, the night you went there, something happened. As your hands are stretched towards this exalted altar, whatever answers for this altar, answers for you.
The Lord said that money is coming your way. When I asked God, what money? He said, it's not ordinary money. Substantial amount of money is coming your way.
Listen, I was preaching in our service in Winnipeg. And I had the Spirit of God say within 24 hours, we've seen strange money enter our account.
Somebody was watching live stream from Nigeria. Within 24 hours, she sent a testimony of a huge alert. We've had testimonies like that. And I hear God right now. I prophesy. The money that will change your story is coming your way. Position that will change the trajectory of your life is coming your way. Because you are a legacy lever, the Lord will be bringing you to a place of influence. Hear me. You started the year as a nobody. I stand to declare you are ending this year as a somebody. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord. Have a resurrection time. Thank you, DCC, for having me. Thank you.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.